Vrishnanam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. Adayan, pleased. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada, Devala, and Vyas, and by other demigods like Indra, Chandra, and Varuna, invisibly approached the room of Devaki, where they all joined in offering their respectful obeisances and prayers to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. Please repeat, Lord Brahma,
Lord Brahma.
And Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada, Devala, and Vyas, and by other demigods like Indra, Chandra, and Varuna, invisibly approach the room of Devaki, where they all joined in offering their respectful obeisances and prayers to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. Purport. Dwau Bhuta Sargo Loke Smin Daivam Daiva Asram Evacha Padma Purana. There are two classes of men, the Daivis and the Asuras. There is a great difference between them. Kamsa, being an Asura, was always planning how to kill the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his mother, Devaki. Thus, he was also Krishna conscious. The devotees are Krishna conscious favorably. Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Daiva. Brahma is so powerful that he is in charge of creating an entire universe. Yet he personally came to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhava, Lord Shiva, is always jubilant in chanting the holy name of the Lord. And what to speak of Narada? Narada Muni Bhaja Indvina Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Muni is always chanting the glories of the Lord, and his engagement is to travel all over the universe and find a devotee or make someone a devotee. Even a hunter was made a devotee by the grace of Narada. Srila Sanatana Goswami in his Toshini says that the word Narada Adibi means that Narada and the demigods were accompanied by other saintly persons like Sanaka and Sanatana, all of whom came to congratulate or welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though Kamsa was planning to kill Devaki, he too awaited the arrival of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prati Kshams Taj Janma. So the text again. Brahma Babas Chatraitya Munibir Naradadibi Devai Sanu Churai Sakam Girbir Vrishanam Aidayan. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada, Devala, and Vyas, and by other demigods like Indra, Chandra, and Varuna, invisibly approached the room of Devaki, where they all joined in offering their respectful obeisances and prayers to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthai Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskadhyade Satarna. It's significant that these great personalities have come to greet Krishna at his appearance. At our birth, probably none of these great personalities came. Maybe other personalities came, but not these particular personalities. And therefore, great personalities are appearing in the Bhagavatam in order to help us appreciate how great Krishna is. Of course, for us, Devala, Vyasadeva, Narada, we may not know them so well. And from the beginning of our life, we've been trained up that there are other personalities who are considered to be great. If you get a book about Slovenia, they have certain personalities in Slovenia who are considered to be great personalities, or Croatia. Now, who's considered a great personality in Croatia may not be considered a great personality in Slovenia, and vice versa. In any case, these personalities are noted, at least in these books called the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Param Brahma, Param Dava Brahma, Paritram Bhavad Paramam Bhavan, Purusham Shastratam Divyam, Adidevam Ajam Vibhu, Ahustvam Rishaya Sarve, Deva Shi, Naradastata, Asilo Devya Vyasa, Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. They're mentioned at least in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, if we study Bhagavad Gita, we'll find that this knowledge is vastly superior to any other information that's given out. Whatever literature is produced in any particular country or even in the universe cannot compare it to the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, one gets special credit for being mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita as a great personality by the greatest personality who's written Bhagavad Gita or spoken Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is a literary masterpiece, explains practically everything about this material universe and the spiritual universe, and gives a guide how to go from the material universe, become eligible to transfer oneself to the spiritual universe. Therefore, it's certainly an honor if one's name is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam as a great personality. Otherwise, there are so many personalities in this material world, and they're mentioned daily in the newspapers. But can you tell me who is the most important personality in the year 1901 in the newspapers in America? What about 1965? April 25th, 1965. Who was in the headlines? Who cares? What's that? 65? I don't even think he was alive. I think he was killed in 63. A couple of years off. In any case, who really cares in terms of our own practical life? What can they do for us? On the other hand, the personalities in the Bhagavatam, if we accept that we're spiritual beings and that there's a supreme spiritual being, we can learn from who those personalities who are considered to be great personalities, how we can also increase, purify, and become more intimately attached in our relationship with Krishna. So that's something valuable. If we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we accept the instructions in Bhagavad Gita as helping us develop our Krishna consciousness, then in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that imam vishvate yogam praktavanaham avyayam vivishvan manave praha manori shvakave bravit evam parampara praptam imam rajarshya vidu sakalene hamata yogo nashta parantapa. That the only way we can understand what Krishna is talking about is to receive it in disciple succession. That Krishna spoke this knowledge to the sun god. The sun god instructed Ishvaku instructed Manu. In this way, the knowledge is coming down as a succession. And we get a chance to hear it and understand it, especially Krishna says, Bhaktosime sakha cheti rahasam hi etad utamam. especially if we become Krishna's friend and his devotee. We may become Krishna conscious to some degree, just like anyone who comes to class will hear about Krishna, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily we're completely favorable towards Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada said we have some reluctancy or misgivings about Krishna. We may not be conscious of them all the time, but ultimately he's the one who gets all the credit and all the blame. Because whatever situation we're under, we have to either identify ourselves as a culprit, and therefore we're imprisoned in the material universe with a material body and mind, or we may think we're a victim. I was unnecessarily, unjustly put into this circumstance, and who's ever in charge of the universe must have some fault in it. So that's our, based upon our own understanding, and based upon that understanding, even when we're performing devotional service, it may be favorable or slightly unfavorable or unfavorable, like Kamsa. In any case, Kamsa is not given any credit for devotional service, although he's reached a level of remembrance of Krishna that we can only hope to achieve sometime in the future. If the perfection, according to the Padma Purana, is smartavyak sadatam vishnur, bismartakcha duna kinchit, sarvavidhi nisedya syor, eteyor eva kinkara. That the whole purpose of sadhana bhakti that we're performing, the reason why we were sitting here and being tortured by this philosophy, is so we can always remember Krishna and never forget him. Even you leave the class and think all he did was talk about Krishna the whole time, then at least you remember Krishna. So Kamsa is always remembering Krishna to an exemplary degree, that he saw his Akuti and Prasupti, his two wives, as Krishna Balaram. Now, if we look around, we probably won't see any of us looking like Krishna Balaram. But he was so absorbed in thinking about Krishna Balaram, he saw them everywhere. Even his wives became identified as Krishna Balaram. But he did not go back to the spiritual world because he was a demon. And he was thinking of how to kill Krishna Balaram before they killed him. So we have to become more favorable towards Krishna so that although we're trying to remember Krishna, then we do remember Krishna, it should be as favorably as possible. Not that, why did this rascal Krishna give me this service to do? I've done so much service, why doesn't he get someone else to do it? If he's in control, why doesn't he control better? No, we have to become receptive under all circumstances, at least appreciate how Krishna is trying to help us become conscious of him, and how becoming conscious of him should be loving and blissful rather than antagonistic and distressful. I know some devotees, they say that whenever they start chanting Hare Krishna, they get into so much distress, they can't continue. Well, that's quite unfortunate. Of course, we may find ourselves in the same situation. We sit down for japa, and we don't think, oh my God, I got this great opportunity to chant japa now. I can't believe my good fortune. It's going to be so blissful the next hour or so chanting japa. And we think, oh my God, how many rounds have I got left? This is torture. I got to go through this every day. I want liberation at least from this. And sometimes the happiest part of the day is finally when the final counterbeat falls down and we think, oh my God, I feel so relieved. Another heavy burden lifted from my head. So we may not be completely favorable either, but we have to try to become favorable by changing our mood. Now Kamsa was never going to change his mood. He was never going to ask Narada Muni how he could become a devotee. Hiranyakashipu never inquired from his son, my dear son, it looks like you've really become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. How can I make some progress? As I said before, like my mother, she'd never want to hear about Krishna. And one day, when I was with her, she said, well, what is this Krishna conscious philosophy anyhow? And she said, no, don't tell me. I don't want to know. So how unfortunate one is at the time of death, one asks, one devotee was asking her mother, chant, and she was going, can't. Or I cannot say so many words another time, when one lady was leaving her body. So how unfortunate. So we should take example from Kamsa, that when we're trying to remember Krishna, we should try to do it favorably, because otherwise if we make such an effort to remember Krishna, and we don't do it favorably, we don't get any real benefit. Like Kamsa didn't get benefit. So what benefit can we expect? And on the other hand, Lord Shiva, as it mentions here, is always chanting Hare Krishna. He has all mystic power, he's the Lord of the universe, and yet his happiness is in chanting Hare Krishna. So even we become even above Brahma, who's Lord Bhava, Lord Shiva is above even Brahma in controlling the universe, but still his only real happiness is in chanting. So we should try to be happy when we chant too. So I'll stop there, because I have a Sannyas College is going on now, so I should go back to it. Any questions or comments? Yes.
There is this reference about Devala Muni, and except this reference in Bhagavad Gita, I don't know anything about.
He always was chanting Hare Krishna and doing devotional service. Specifically what he was doing, I don't remember. Does anyone know who Devala is? Devala Rishi? He might be in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. He's one of the great sages, along with... what's that?
Who was blessed to have very long life.
Devala. Devala Muni?
Several kalpas.
Oh, that was... what's his name? Markandeya Rishi. But I believe, if you see in the 11th, type it in, see who it is. Great, okay, now you know. Anything else? Khwala Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.